sitting in my house, I'm sitting on my couch right now, and I was thinking about, what kind of content to record, what to do today, and an idea came to my mind and I liked it, but for a second I was like, why would someone listen to me? Why would somebody watch this video? Why should I create something like that? What's giving me the right to do something like that? I'm not successful yet. I haven't made $1 million. I haven't made $1 billion. I haven't done any of those things. I don't have a big social following, but I have something to share. And one of the things being, being born with a disability, I'm not saying my life was difficult. I'm not saying that I went through hell and you guys don't understand. And I'm sure that, of course, there are people that are way worse than me. But there is something that I can say this with confidence, that most people have a hard time understanding, because every day I wake up with a 10 out of 10 pain. It's a very difficult time for me to go, and it hasn't been like, oh, he grew up and then it happened. I was born with it, It's always been very painful. It's always been very, very, very difficult for me, especially as a kid growing up, when everybody's on the playground and they're playing, and then teachers would hold me back because they don't want me to get injured. I still remember to this day when I was in England and I was, I don't know, fuck, I think I was 5 years old, around that age, and I spent my birthday in the hospital because they didn't know what was wrong with me, so they're doing scans. And again, I know there are people who have worse conditions, and I know I've met people with worse situations. And there are things that, of course, anybody can pick on when it comes to their own lives. And I can sit here and try to act neutral about things and not talk about anything because, oh, well, I have a problem, but some other people do too. I can only speak from my perspective and hoping that it helps the people who I'm trying to help. Now, if you're watching this and your current condition is way worse than mine, then this might not be for you. I don't know. So I'm just talking out of, whoever might benefit from this. It's been very difficult, coping with coping with society, family, certain requirements for survival, the way people treat you, the way people actually like their true perspective towards you, but then how they treat you, your own perspective towards life, how you compare yourself to the world. They're all very difficult things. So my condition is called venous malformation. And that's the primary one, but I have a bunch of other things that affected my bones, joints, tissues, veins, everything. Like, my foot is deformed. I have a video that you can, I mean, it's, I can link it down below. I show it. It's a very painful thing. I don't think I've ever explained how painful it is, but it's an everyday thing. I wake up every day, I'm in pain. I go to sleep every day in pain. I've never had a pill that can take my pain away. I walk, I can't strain my knee. Didn't think it would be that difficult talking about this, because I talk about this all the time with people, but then I don't know why in front of the camera it's so difficult. Look, the deformity and all the things that happen, I can cope with that. But the pain is a thing that kind of throws me off, especially when it doesn't allow me to think about anything. And the world isn't gonna stop because of my condition. The world isn't gonna stop because I'm in pain. It's just straight up fucking torture from the moment I wake up. And I'm like, sometimes it wakes me up because it's too painful. Daily things are way more difficult for me than it is for you. For the far majority of people with no health conditions, I should say. Like, my heart isn't as strong as most people. because of this condition. My spine has a very bad issue now. I keep getting. So basically, it's I'm just pieces of scrap stuck together, and I don't say that as I don't say that in a negative way. It's a very tough decision every morning getting out of bed, because the easy thing would be to lay back down and just not move and just say whatever, fuck it, you know. But every day that I get out of bed, the fact that I get out of bed, the fact that I go brush my teeth, get ready, and do what I do every day, makes me feel good about myself. Even though every day I don't do anything crazy. I go to the gym, I lift, and when I have my leg days, it's literally putting myself through torture, but I do it. When I'm in pain on a daily basis, I'm at least a 9.5 out of 10 in pain. When you're in 9.5 out of 10 in pain, you pretty much cannot hold up a conversation. But, you know, basically growing up with it, I have learned how to cope with it. I've learned how to control how I react to it. And there are times that my knee gets locked, my ankle gets locked, I can't move. I've had days where I wake up and my lower body's paralyzed. I really can't move anything. My nerves get all jacked up. I do have external bleeding, where anywhere on my left leg, from the tip of my toe to like my the left side of my lower back, it can open up and bleed because of vein bursts. And when it starts bleeding, it doesn't stop. So I've seen a fair share for my age. And the most traumatic things for me weren't the fact that, you know, I'm in pain or I'm in blood. Like, it was for, like, there were a few things. One of them being, like, how my family looked at me and treated me because I was different. I am different. Now I have a better perspective towards it, but as a kid, it was very difficult for me to understand. I am obsessed with martial arts. I love MMA, even though I did it for a really long time and I still follow it. I can't ever do it. I don't think it's the best choice for me. But then there were times where I would get bullied as a kid. I was very little. Before I learned how to fend for myself, I would get bullied, not because I was like, you know, a foreigner. I wasn't raised in America. I've only been in America since 2015. But before that, you know, where people would judge me based on my disability, people didn't want to be my friend because I looked like my leg looked different. And I wasn't confident enough to wear my shorts. I wasn't allowed to participate. I didn't go on trips. I didn't go on school trips. I wouldn't go to sleepovers. I pretty much locked myself in a box, and it made my family comfortable too, and I understand why. But for me as a person, I didn't give myself enough room to grow because I always restricted myself. And you know, coming to America and then understanding that my life isn't that bad, and seeing that everything is about perspective, coming across great people online and understanding the opportunity that this country provides, and everything doesn't matter actually wherever you are now, internet provides the opportunity. It's not only America. Understanding all those things and moving forward. Now I can see how I was and how wrong I was. Even though it was it's difficult on a daily basis, even though I'm in pain all the time, even though it breaks me at times and it literally just puts me on the ground, brings me down to my knees, but I get back up. If I'm down, I just need a day. and then I sleep it off, and that's it. I feel like most people around me are not willing to go through pain. Most people around me are uncomfortable with problems, with issues where I've gone through a fair share, and I know what it means to want to hurt yourself. I did hurt myself. I did do a lot of negative things to people around me because I was insecure. I'm still insecure in a lot of ways. I'm growing, I'm still learning. The only difference is, just like my intro, I just want people around me to toughen up a little bit. That's just my thing now. I'm on a mission to help people toughen up and change their perspective towards their lives and understand that no matter how fucking horrible it is, your life is still way better than a lot of people, regardless of what you're going through. There are a lot of people out there. I've met someone who had cancer, and I was watching back then. I was watching Gary Vee, and he was also obsessed with it. And I think the first time that I heard his 400 trillion to one is the ratio of the chances of you becoming a human. 400 trillion to one. And when he put it into perspective and saying, like, what would you do if you have $400 trillion in your bank account? I'm like, holy shit, that's a lot of fucking numbers. Everybody's like, oh, I want to be a millionaire. That's a fucking trillionaire. Just like basic stuff, understanding that kind of concept and see that even if you, that's like winning a lottery and blowing everything like within minutes. Like, if you're born for 10 seconds and then you die, that's still winning something. That's still 400 trillion. The fact that you came to life, even for a second, that's 400 trillion to one. Not that you're gonna live until now. So if you're living and you're at a specific age, so you're even over the 400 trillion to one. In my perspective, that's how I fooled myself, fooled my brain. I think we have way more to live for than we have to like look negative towards and gossip and be stressed out, and life sucks, and that's the fucking truth. Life is just like it goes up and down all the time, but there's nothing you can do. I just have to make a choice. Should I, when I wake up, should I go back to sleep, feel horrible, and just want somebody else to take care of me? And to be honest, it does sound good at times when I'm mentally weak, when the pain is so unbearable that I just don't want to see like light. I don't want to see anything. I just want to just crumble up and just go into my cocoon and just fucking cry until it's over. But I don't. And I think every time that I go through that extreme level of problems and I decide to push through and come out, just I'm just like, okay, it's gonna end at some point. Maybe not as early as I want it. Maybe way past the time that I want it to end. But it will end at some point. And every time it ends, I feel like I learn something new from each problem. And that's the fucking truth. Every time I go through an enormous amount of pain. After that, I just build more tolerance. I just get stronger. And I don't mean physically anymore. I mean mentally. Like, I can deal with it better. I can deal with it faster, more efficiently. I'm 21 years old, and I've been through a fuckload of pain. And that's how I deal with it. Recently, somebody asked me, how do I deal with it? I don't know. I just deal with it. I don't know how to explain it. When you go through pain over and over and over and over again, just like repetition, you can take a little bit more and a little bit more and not react negatively. And I'm sure there's going to be a time where, even if like I'm in the craziest amount of pain, I'm a 20 out of 10 pain, I'll know how to act with it because I've gone through those moments. I've gone through those days. My point for this video is just look on the brighter side. And if you can't, cool. If you feel like life is shit, cool. Good. Because it is. It is fucking difficult. It is fucking horrible a lot of the time. What are you gonna do? Take a step back, lay down, or you can enjoy. You can enjoy the pain. You can just embrace it. You can shut your mouth and wait until it's over, and every time it's over, just learn more. You know what weak people do? Weak people give up. They're not mentally strong enough to deal with things. And at times it's your fault, and a lot of the time it's your parents' fault. For me, I don't know what happened. All I can do is just document and hopefully figure out as I go why I can deal with things. But I move on really fast. And that's a very important gift that I have. I shouldn't say gift. It's a very important skill that I've learned over my entire life. 21 years old, it's not long, but it is something that gives me a lot of passion to talk about this type of thing and help people. It isn't long enough for me to step on stage and show people how I fucking do it. But it is enough for me to talk to people who are 16, 17, 18 years old and are going through a rough time. It's okay if you don't have great parents. It's okay if your girlfriend broke up with you, or your boyfriend broke up with you, or somebody cheated on you. It's okay if you got bullied in school. And it's okay you failed your test. It's okay that everybody thinks you're a failure. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay you lost your best friend. It's okay you found out that you have diabetes. It's okay you're born with a disability. It's okay that your condition can affect your heart. It's okay. It's really tough. You can hate me for this, but the truth is, you can choose how you fucking deal with it. If it is your last day on earth, do you want to cry? Or do you want to smile, cheer people up, and live a good day? But it's not your, most people watching this isn't your last day, because if it is your last day, you shouldn't be watching this video. But it is, if it is, you know, if you just think about it, if it is your last day, what would you do? I wouldn't crumble up. I wouldn't cry and not live recklessly. So that's the thing. Like, you move on, you learn, you grow. You gotta tolerate. You gotta, you know, anybody can. My dad always told me, and it resonates with me a lot. Anybody can throw a punch. Anybody can say that I'll fucking beat the life out of you. Anybody can say, and anybody can actually have that type of impact. But how many people can take a punch? Why doesn't anybody brag that, oh, you think you can hit me? Let's see how hard you hit. Like, why isn't that put on a pedestal? Why is always hitting a pedestal? Why not taking a hit isn't put on a pedestal? And I don't mean physical. I'm talking metaphorical. If you can take a hit all the time, get back up, and you don't even feel shit, do you think that's power? Or being weak as fuck that if somebody lands a smack on you, you're fucking half dead, but you might even have the power to punch yourself, punch through the world. But if somebody fucking smacks you, if a little girl smacks you and you don't have the ability to hit them back, you don't have the ability to tolerate that, I meant, well, what's the fucking point? I'd rather be able to take a hit than hit someone. Hit the world. And that's a skill. You can develop it. Some people are born with more, some people are born with less, some people have more tolerance than others. I was born with zero tolerance. I was born very weak. I was born I was born in a negative way. I had to build shit up. I had to build my confidence up. I'm still not confident enough. I had to be very comfortable to wear, I had to be comfortable with my condition to wear shorts. I didn't wear shorts until I was 18, 19. I didn't like wearing shorts. I felt insecure. I felt like people were looking at my leg. And I built confidence. I wasn't strong enough to walk by myself. Now I can leg press 568 pounds. You know, like I wasn't very social. Now I love talking to people. I didn't give a fuck about the world. Now all I can think about is how can I help the world? I thought that I'll be a failure, and now I'm like, I don't give a fuck if people say that I'm a failure. I know that I'm going to become a very successful businessman because I'm passionate about business. I don't give a fuck where people watching this are like, oh, you shouldn't talk about this. I know why I'm talking about this. And I wanted to share it with you, so maybe if you have that perspective towards what I, who I am, what I say, what I share, that why are you talking about this, dude? You shouldn't talk. I want to share it with you and say, I understand there are a lot of things that people do and they don't have any experience about it, but one thing is for sure, waking up every day and needing the discipline or the motivation or the inspiration, whatever is necessary to get out of bed and fucking dominate your day. I don't know how to dominate your life. I'm figuring that out for myself. And when I do, when I'm successful, I'll start sharing that as well. All I can say is like in my opinion at the moment versus, hey, this is what you need to do. And I don't think I'll ever do that even if I'm big. But this one is for sure. If we're gonna do that thing where like, oh, only speak about the things that you do, this is one of them. I'm not old. I haven't built a successful business. I don't know how to be in a great relationship. I don't know any of those things. But one thing is for sure, I know how to wake up every fucking day. I know that there are more obstacles than there are free time to run. But still waking up and doing it anyway and conquering it regardless of what the fuck is going on. And at times, dropping a few hurdles. If you have to jump over hurdles and then you're not supposed to hit them, at times hitting them, falling, and breaking shit. But getting back up and jumping again is very important too. And that's what I can talk about. So if you still feel like I'm not eligible to speak about this type of thing, I'm sorry your perspective is that way. And I understand. You don't have to listen to me ever again. You don't have to watch my videos. You don't have to do any of those things. You can unfollow me. I'd rather have you do that than be a lurker and follow, even if you're family, if you're friends. I don't care, honestly. But if you do have that connection with me now, I hope you enjoyed this. And I'll be trying to come out with as much valuable content as possible to help you out, help myself out in the future. There are times where I need to hear something. And, you know, I know myself better than anybody. And I'm sharing 100% of who I really am, how I see the world, and what I really do. And maybe just reminding myself that, hey, dude, you need to wake the fuck up. This might be a good reminder. So, thank you so much for tuning in. It means the absolute world to me. If I can do anything for you, awesome. If you're new here, make sure to subscribe, make sure to like, leave a comment. How can we improve? Yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Peace out.